Today I'll be interviewing Buck Bloomingdale, a student at James Madison University, about his experiences in his favorite bookstore. Buck, can you just tell me about your background, where you grew up, and your major?
Hi, I'm Buck. I'm from Berryville, Virginia, and I am a SMAD major here at JMU with a concentration in cinema and videos.
What bookstore would you say that you go to the most?
Definitely the Books a Million in Winchester, Virginia, which is right by my hometown. It's definitely the bookstore that I spent the most time in growing up.
Can you tell me about your first major experience in a bookstore?
Well, when I was about 3 years old, my mom took me to this program called Mommy and Me at the Books a Million, which was where you like meet other kids and you talk, I guess, is just kind of like helping younger kids be social. Didn't do a whole lot of reading at the time, so it didn't have much to do with the actual bookstore, but it was a positive experience. I remember fondly and met a lot of my early childhood friends there. That was my first major experience.
Okay, cool. Is there any other times that you went to the bookstore as a child for things such as Mommy and Me?
Year later, there was another program that my mom would take me to. It was an arts and crafts program, which was pretty much the same thing, except we got to make macaroni sculptures and play with shaving cream. And there was another program that I would also go to. It was just a story time program where the employees would pick a book, something easy like Magic Treehouse or something, and read that to a group of kids that were there with their parents. And that was fun. It was a lot of my favorite childhood books growing up. I was pretty obsessed with Magic Treehouse because of that, but those were my early memories of bookstores.
Do you think these childhood events helped your interest with books and going to the bookstore?
Oh, definitely. The bookstore was never like some kind of looming, oppressive building. It was always cool or fun because I'd get to see other kids my age and talk to them or do something cool with the arts and crafts. And even the stories, they were fun or interesting, things that I enjoyed. So I never really had any negative feeling towards a bookstore, which I think growing up helped me be more willing to go and read.
All right, cool. So what was the role of the bookstore throughout your elementary and middle school years?
It was a little bit darker then. I actually had to go for math tutoring throughout elementary and middle school, which is nowhere near as fun as arts and crafts. So that was pretty brutal. It was with a former nun. She was very strict, and I was struggling pretty bad with math at the time, so it was kind of no-frills math for 2 hours. But once I got past it, it wasn't so bad. It really helped me with my grades, and eventually my brother had to start going. So I had a couple hours free where I would just be in the bookstore, and I would start picking out books and reading. So I eventually got over the fact that I was there to learn math and went back to enjoying books and meeting people who were there.
Did the tutoring make you like the bookstore more, or did you dread going to tutoring every week?
Well, like I said, at first I really did dread going to tutoring every week, but I actually started bonding with my tutor, and she had a lot of interesting stories. She ended up being kind of like a grandmother figure. We would end up not just talking about math, but kind of talking about life, and she influenced me a lot. She's a really, really great woman, and so I ended up liking going to tutoring at least a little bit.
So you mentioned that you would read while your brother was in tutoring. What kind of books would you pick up just for fun?
At first I'd pick up stuff like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, or like typical kind of like fantasy books and stuff like that, but they ended up all being too long. Obviously can't finish that in 2 hours, and I would try and like hide the book and mark a place, but it never really worked. An employee would, you know, put them back where they were, yell at me for like folding the creases or something. So I eventually started reading comics, as nerdy as that is, but you could sit there, you can read them in 2 hours. So I don't know, I was in elementary school, I was a big Batman fan and Spider-Man. My mom didn't approve, but I got a kick out of reading them while my brother got tortured with algebra.
Do you think your tutoring at the Books a Million helped you with your schoolwork?
Well, definitely. On two fronts. The tutor I had really did help me understand math and got me through a rough patch. I ended up being pretty good at math throughout high school. And then it also helped me because I'm terrible at studying. My study habits are awful. I cannot study if there's any noise in the background or someone talking to me. And a bookstore, it's a quiet place. So it helped me. I'd go there. I'd study. I'd get a cup of coffee or something. It's relaxing. And I think that kind of transferred over to college, too. The library is very similar and made me less intimidated of going into the library and sitting down and making time to study. So I think it really helped me on that front, like planning a study time and going somewhere quiet and isolated. It makes the quiet floors of the library perfect. They're even better than a bookstore because nobody bothers you over there.
Were there any times during high school that you would go to the bookstore? And if so, what were those times?
I guess I just started enjoying books more. Like I would go just for fun to pick out a book or for presents for my parents because both of them are avid readers. My brother's a big Walking Dead fan, so pretty much every birthday it came around, I'd go looking for a Walking Dead comic or something. So I ended up visiting the bookstore throughout high school to just look at the best-selling novels at the time or anything like that.
So do you think your early childhood days of you going just to pick out random books and comics kind of impacted your view on bookstores in high school?
Oh, definitely. I don't know, in high school, everyone's so worried about being cool, and I feel like going to a bookstore is about the exact opposite of that. I was never really worried about that. Just people don't read as much as they used to, and I think they should. Going to a bookstore, it's relaxing. You get more out of reading a book than you do reading the movie version of it. And it's kind of a dying thing. It's sad to see people reading less and less.
Are there any interesting or weird stories you have from a time you went to the bookstore?
Yeah, I have one pretty funny one. One time when I was in high school, because periodically throughout high school I'd still see the same tutor for a review before a test or something like that. And I was sitting there with her, and I was wearing my high school football sweatshirt. And this old man comes up to me and asks if Coach Emmert, who was my athletic director, still coached at Clark County High School. And I said yes, and I asked him why. And it turned out that he was Coach Emmert's athletic director in high school. And so he sat down, and he told me some funny stories about Coach Emmert back in the day and how he used to be in the band as well and played triangle, and he'd have to run at halftime from the football games to go play triangle in the band. So that was fun. Gave me a little bit of a dirt on my coach. That was one of the oddest run-ins that I've had at a bookstore.
Did you regularly see people from your hometown at the bookstore?
Not really. The bookstore was a little ways away from my hometown, and there was a very, very small library in town, but they had nowhere to, like, sit and read, and they had a very, very small collection. So I normally went to the city, Winchester, which was fairly close, and I went there to read because of more options.
All right, changing gears a little, what are your top three favorite books?
Well, that's a good question. Big fan of Catcher in the Rye. I really like Lord of the Flies. And for my third book, I'm a big fan of The Beach by Alex Garland.
Which one of those three books would you say is your favorite?
Probably Lord of the Flies. I guess I read that when I was pretty young. My dad had to give me a permission slip to actually check it out of the library because I tried to do it on my own. They said I wasn't mature enough. And so I got that and I read it. And I didn't understand all of it my first read. There's a lot of pretty dark psychological stuff in there. But it was very striking. And it was kind of interesting. I was probably a fourth grader, so one of my first experiences with, like, bullying and stuff like that. And that book gives you a pretty good view at, like, a pack mentality. And it's easy. It's kind of easy to relate to, even though it takes place on a deserted island during the apocalypse. It's emotional themes, I think, resonate. That's a book all kids should read.
Did you often read challenging books at a young age? And if so, do you think it helped you later in, like, high school and college with your reading level?
Yeah, I don't think my dad ever batted an eye at tossing me an adult book and recommending it to me. Like, he was giving me Michael Crichton books, like Congo and Andromeda Strain when I was in third grade. One of the first books he ever bought me was a poetry collection by Edgar Allan Poe. So it was like all pretty dark stuff. I think he was just giving me things that he liked to read, not really thinking about my age, but I enjoyed all of it. It introduced me to a lot of concepts that I became familiar with early. So then when I got into high school, I think my reading level was higher than a lot of kids, and I had a better understanding of some of the themes. A lot of times he would like sit down and talk to me about them afterwards too, make sure I had like an understanding, or I'd read my favorite passages and stuff. So I think it definitely helped. Also, when I got to high school, there was things I had read already. Like, I had already read To Kill a Mockingbird by the time it was assigned my senior year. Same thing happened with Catch 22. So I would definitely say it's a good thing to do. Really thankful that my dad did that. It helped me a lot in the long run.
Do you prefer hard copy books or ebooks, such as ones on a Kindle or iPad?
I honestly can't stand ebooks. It hurts my eyes. It kind of ruins it does ruin the tangible, you know, effect of just holding a book in your hand. I prefer paperbacks just because you can bend them. You can set your drink on them or anything. Like, they're durable, less expensive. If I'm buying a book, I'm going to buy a paperback.
You've probably been asked this question before. I know you touched on it earlier. Do you prefer books or movies more, and why?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. I am more of a movie person in general. I mean, I'm a SMAD major. Movies is what I want to work with for the rest of my life. So there's something very powerful about the visual element to films. You can fit a lot more symbolism and directly in there. And sometimes with a book like, I don't know, Fight Club, the filmmakers get it so right when they put it on the screen, everything from the casting to the way they color the film, it makes it just look perfect. But there's a lot of other times where the book is just 1,000 times better. There's endless examples of the book being a whole lot better. So I don't know. I like reading a book before going to see the movie. I think that's what you should do, so you get a fair opinion on both. But I don't know.
Do you think your early childhood experiences going to the books a million kind of helped you gain your passion of movies?
Yeah, definitely. Because I would go and I would see a book cover, read a book, and there was always a section at the Books a Million that was like soon to be in cinemas or something like that. And it was just books that were being turned into movies or had been turned into movies. And a lot of times I would go and look at those, and just the cover of the book or the description of the book would make me curious about what the movie would be like. And I would check out a book or buy a book just based on that. Like, I know I bought The Exorcist because of that. Both the book and the movie were just horrifying. So I definitely think Books a Million, even though it's a bookstore, definitely has something to do with the passion I have for movies.
And what do you think you want to do after college or after grad school? Do you know?
Well, if you're going to work in the film industry, you pretty much have to live in Los Angeles if you really want to make it big. So that's where I'm planning on going after college. And I'll probably try and take some classes at a grad school, try and network, work for one of the studios. Don't really have a concrete plan. Probably should figure one out pretty soon, but that's about it as of now.
Is there any book you've read that you'd like to see turn into a movie?
Yeah, there's a lot, but probably the biggest one is the book Survivor by Chuck Palahniuk. I'm a big fan of his work. Like, I mentioned Fight Club earlier, and I think Survivor is a really powerful book. It's so dark and psychological and just really funny in a lot of ways. I think it'd be really difficult for them to actually make it into a movie. I think it'd be very controversial, but I'd really like to see that on the big screen one day. It would be even cooler if I was the one scripting it by any chance, but that'd be really awesome. I even have a cast in my head for it, but it's a cool book. Highly recommended.
Do you think that in the future bookstores will be less relevant, and why?
Sadly, I think they're definitely going to be less relevant. Now you have the Kindle store on Amazon, you have iBook, and it's so much easier just to click a button and get it electronically delivered to your device. Bookstores, I think they're already going kind of the wayside. Even myself, sometimes if a bookstore doesn't have a book, instead of going through all the trouble to order the paperback through that, I'll just go and get it on my Kindle or iPad or whatever. And it's sad, but you know, it's just a fact of modern life.
Do you think it would benefit younger children to go to bookstores and have similar experiences that you did as a child?
Oh, definitely. I really, when I was three, you know, I loved Mommy and Me. Looked forward to it every week, going to see new kids and, you know, talk and meet people. And it doesn't just help with, like, reading ability. Like, that really helped my social ability, my ability to interact with other people. You know, those are skills, you know, that are necessary just to function in the world. And even the arts and crafts, like, it's introducing you to a new thing. The story time was a lot of fun. They even let us do a kids production once, and I'm back on the Magic Treehouse, but the kids got to make, like, in the arts and crafts, we made a treehouse out of a cardboard box, and we got to play out one of the stories that we made to go along with the books, and I'm sure it was terrible, but we had a whole lot of fun doing it, and it really kind of helped us develop our imagination and everything. That's just invaluable. I would definitely recommend for parents to take their younger kids to bookstores for things like that, or look to see if their bookstores have any programs like that, because just as a kid, it was a lot of fun, and it was educational.
Since there's been a downward trend in people actually going to bookstores, do you think it's affected even college students and adults today in their knowledge level of different books and movies, like really anything in literature?
Yeah, a lot of my friends in high school, if we weren't assigned a book or if they weren't assigned a book, they didn't go out and look for other books to read or anything like that. And, that's really bad. Half of them didn't even read the books they were assigned to read. And that's a real shame, because there's so many great books out there, and it's a whole realm of entertainment that's being left undiscovered.
How would you compare the bookstores you grew up in, such as the Books a Million, to, say, our libraries on JMU's campus?
Oh, the library is definitely better than the Books a Million. I mean, as a kid, the Books a Million seemed huge, but it's nothing compared to the library. How many? Four floors?
Four or five.
That's the basement and everything. And the selection there is incredible. You get anything. They even have movies to rent down there. And rent a laptop, get on the computer. You have an insane amount of books of every kind, from textbooks. I mean, I have to take out a book about oceanography sometime this week for my class, and then I'll be back another time to pick up a comic or something. It's ridiculous. It's great. It's awesome.
If someone's never been to a bookstore before, what would you say to them to encourage them to visit one?
I would say go around, or go in the bookstore, look around, and you're going to find something you recognize. It may seem so foreign, but a lot of people watch Game of Thrones on HBO. You go in, you see the first book or something, you start thumbing through it, and before you know it, you're reading it and picking out the differences. I think that goes for everyone, whether you're a fan of, you know, the Hunger Games or Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho or anything. You're going to see a book that you recognize from somewhere, and when you start thumbing through it, you'll realize how good it is. And most of them have a Starbucks in it, so even if you don't like the books, you can at least get a cappuccino or something.
All right, one more final question. Overall, how would you describe the role of the bookstore throughout your life from when you were a child until now?
The bookstore has been a pretty big part of my life, even though I never really thought about it as that until this interview. But it really helped sculpt me from my education to the social aspects to the passions, and it continues to shape me. I mean, what I want to do in my future was at least partially shaped from experiences in a bookstore. So, yeah, I never really thought about that until this interview now, but it's been pretty integral.
All right. Thank you for the interview, Buck.